what's Senator David Vitter going to do about all these cities saying we're going to stay sanctuary? We'll ask him coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, President Obama is reaffirming America's commitment to the NATO alliance after Donald Trump takes office. In a speech in Athens, Greece, Mr. Obama says the NATO treaty to protect allies is ironclad. The president also praised Greece in his speech for undertaking difficult economic reforms.
The world, I don't think, fully appreciates the extraordinary pain these reforms have involved, or the tremendous sacrifices that you, the Greek people, have made. I've been aware of it, and I've been proud of all that my administration has done to try to support Greece in these efforts.
President Obama's closing out his visit to Greece today before heading off to Germany. President-elect Trump is denying reports that his team has been trying to get security clearances for his adult children. On Twitter, Mr. Trump wrote, quote, "This was a typically false news story." Mr. Trump also took to Twitter overnight to dispel reports of unrest and infighting in his transition team. Former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich could be in line for a position in the Trump administration. Baltimore's WBAL-TV reports that Ehrlich's been meeting with members of the transition team this week. One local gun store says it's still seeing a spike in business days after the election.
The election was definitely, you know, 2 to 3 times the normal flow. But even post-election now, it's carried through.
At United Gun Shop in Rockville, owner Corey Brown says he's not sure why that is, but he has some ideas.
And I think you see some of the civil unrest going on with the, you know, anti-Trump movement. So I get people in here talking about that. They're a little nervous.
Brown also says he thinks sales are media driven. The more talk of guns on TV, the more people buy. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans is searching for more money from Maryland to avoid having to raise fares next year. But Evans tells WMAL exclusively it's looking like Governor Larry Hogan can't be bothered to help Metro or its riders in the deep blue D.C. suburbs.
Evans now says it's getting pretty clear to him.
It is vital that Metro work for Maryland, and I don't see that reciprocity coming back from Maryland.
Since Governor Larry Hogan's office has refused to even discuss the possibility of increasing what they pay for Metro, he says he knows Governor Hogan has to worry about roads, bridges, and Baltimore's transit system, but he says it's looking like Hogan doesn't care as much about Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
Those two counties didn't support him, and actually one of the heads of one of the counties, Sean Baker's looking to run against him, so I suspect our sitting in the governor's office in Maryland, that may be part of my calculus.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County School Board has agreed to abide by Governor Hogan's executive order and start school next year after Labor Day and conclude the school year the following June 15th. School Board President Michael Durso.
We still have to work on the middle and how we're going to handle possible snow days, etc. But by law, we have to have a calendar out before the end of the calendar year. So we next meet on December 13th and we'll finalize everything by then.
There could soon be a strike by thousands of Giant food store workers. Their contract expires Friday. Talks have hit a snag. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,923. The NASDAQ at 5276. Sports, college basketball. Maryland beats Georgetown. Virginia wins. So do GW, George Mason, and Virginia Tech. The Caps lose in Columbus. The Wizards take on the Sixers in Philly tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
On WMAL.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Germantown on 270. The crash is going to be southbound on 270, just south of 118. Fire and rescue units still responding there. The Intercounty Connector, you don't often hear me talk about delays, but we have a crash causing some slowdown. So if you're heading on Route 200, the Intercounty Connector Road, heading eastbound just past Shady Grove Road, a little bit of volume starting to form. Have an accident involving an overturned car, but you can get through. So just a little extra patience there. For Virginia and the district, it has been a difficult ride, to say the least. The latest crash out of Virginia, crossing the 14th Street Bridge toward the Case Bridge. Crews tell me lanes have been reopened, but delays out of Newington. And of course, Feeder Road's trying to get up onto that solid line up on 395, jammed, as is the southbound stretch of the George Washington Parkway. You know what? Even northbound GW Parkway slow, heading to the 14th Street Bridge. And then on the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash gone. Delays from the Beltway for the northbound side of 295, and Suitland Parkway is going to be slower than normal, heading to 295 as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in. Couple of dry days as we continue to head on through the week. We'll see temperatures staying above average. 65 with a mixed cloud and sunshine today. Tonight mainly clear and mild, 46. Tomorrow sunshine, we're down, but just a couple, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Burke, 42 in Silver Spring, 42 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we've got our rollicking hour ahead of us. Keep it right here as 10 minutes from now, Senator David Bitter will join us. All these cities, including D.C., saying, to heck with you, federal government. We're staying a sanctuary city. We'll talk about what to do that. And then at 8:35, Bill Press, nationally syndicated radio host, Democrat, about, well, his party being in disarray. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
This man is a pathological liar. Donald Trump is a serial philanderer. The man is utterly amoral. Donald is a bully.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Well, there, that was back then. And now, I mean, the new rumor floating around is Ted Cruz is seen at Trump Towers in New York last night, and he may be Donald Trump's choice to be the next attorney general. What's going on in transition world? Somebody's been covering it for the Washington Post is Robert Costa, national political reporter, joins us on the line now. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Great to join you.
All right. So what do you think? Ted Cruz for attorney general? Really?
It's certainly a possibility. He's seen as favorable within Trump's inner circle, though he's had some clashes with Trump himself. Senator Sessions, who's close to Trump, same with Steve Bannon, the incoming chief strategist. They all like Cruz, and there's talk at Trump Tower. If not attorney general, maybe the Supreme Court.
Wow. And Robert Costa, I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but thankfully you dwell in the weeds so much and you know all the backstories here. There is a name, the Mercer family. The Mercers were very much involved with funding super PACs that were favorable to Ted Cruz. They were politically aligned with Ted Cruz. They're also aligned with Steve Bannon and Breitbart News. And now Ms. Mercer finds herself on the transition team. That name really stuck out to me. Can you shed a little light on how the Mercers might be wedding the Cruz-Trump camps here?
The camps are already being wedded, and it's in part, perhaps much thanks to the Mercer family. Bob Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca, are very quiet but powerful conservative donors, and they helped install Kellyanne Conway as Trump's campaign manager, Steve Bannon as the campaign's chairman back in the summer when Trump was really struggling with Manafort. And ever since, you have this really tight group of Bannon and Conway and Rebecca Mercer, and they all hung out together. I saw them at the debates. And they really come from the Cruz world of things. They're more conservative movement than populist nationalists like Trump, and I think that's going to influence who Trump picks.
I want to turn to what happened in this shakeup that was reported a couple of days ago. Chris Christie's in charge of the transition, then all of a sudden Mike Pence is. What was going on behind the scenes there?
It's a telling story because Christie had been running the transition, got a lot of hawks, mainstream Republicans involved. Trump didn't want anything to do with it for months, and it kind of fell on the wayside. A lot of Trump people tell me the transition was active, but it wasn't really building the government. Christie was tangentially involved. He had lost some confidence in Trump after the Access Hollywood tape. And based on my reporting, when Trump actually wins, they look at the transition team. They're not too pleased with it. Bannon and Conway, not Christie, are really making the decisions. And Sessions and his people say, wait a second, we don't want the Christie people filling the whole government. Let's take control of this. And so Christie found himself on the out, wasn't really particularly close to Trump anymore. And then Christie's people lost their mentor inside of the circle. And so now you've got Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, Sessions, Steve Bannon, and Mike Flynn, the retired general, making key decisions.
Bob Costa is our guest from the Washington Post, and I want to read you the headline of CNN right now. Donald Trump's team of bitter rivals. CNN's so subtle, but they've got a point there. I mean, think about it. John Bolton, Rudy Giuliani on the shortlist for state, both of them in favor of the Iraq war, Trump on record being vehemently against the Iraq war. Ted Cruz now being brought in, and you heard what they had to say about each other. And also the idea of Donald Trump running on draining the swamp, and he picks Reince Priebus, the epitome of establishment Republicans, to be his chief of staff. What is the thought process here with Donald Trump? Is it loyalty over ideology, over track record? What is the criteria in selecting these key positions?
I look at it as Trump's dealing with necessity. He does not have an infrastructure around him to form a federal government. So when it comes to some positions, he's looking to lobbyists because they're the people in town who actually have the experience in looking at legislation and regulations. So lobbyists are part of the process. Establishment Republicans and Republican hawks are part of it as well, because there's a very small pool of non-interventionist populist conservatives for Trump to pick from. There's just not enough of them here in Washington for him to build a huge federal team. And that's the challenge he's facing. Even for a place like state, there's just the kind of realist he is on foreign policy. There's a limited group of people, unless you go to a Democrat like a Joe Lieberman, who would actually fit the Trump foreign policy.
Ben Carson let it be known yesterday that he's not interested in working within the administration. He wants to stay on the outside. Is that because he read the tea leaves and saw that there wasn't going to be something for him? Or is this truly just Ben Carson deciding he doesn't want to work within the boundaries of government?
I spoke at length with Dr. Carson yesterday. I've covered him for a long time. And my fundamental understanding of him is he's a famed neurosurgeon who now loves living in West Palm Beach with his wife. He has a pretty quiet life. He gives paid speeches. He consults informally to Trump. He goes on TV down the street from his house at a remote studio. He's put together a life that he enjoys. I don't think he is itching at all to run a federal bureaucracy.
We could all do a little worse than Dr. Ben Carson right now. The way you paint that picture. Yeah. Robert Costa, let me ask you this. Again, you're so good at the inside politics stuff and the inside stories because you can translate and make it accessible to us. So, Jared Kushner, I keep hearing this name over and over. He is Donald Trump's son-in-law. Listen, frankly, I think any man who can woo and wed Ivanka Trump,
there you go,
and seal that deal, he deserves, the keys to the kingdom.
You got to stand in admiration of a guy like that.
But we're now told that he is possibly the closest advisor to President-elect Trump. They've asked for security clearances for him. What role does he play here?
He plays an incredibly influential role. Every time I was on Trump's plane, it was Jared Kushner who was sitting next to him in the main cabin. Jared Kushner, who was helping put papers in front of Trump. And because of the Bobby Kennedy law, this law that says it's not really, you can't have nepotism in the federal government after Kennedy was AG for JFK, it's going to be tougher to see how Jared has an official role. But part of the discussions are, how does he fit? And even though you have Priebus and Bannon in there as the top two staffers of the White House, you always have to think about Kushner as the head of the power matrix that comes from the family. And in Trump's world, the family is ever influential.
Well, we want Jared Kushner to have a big role in this administration because the more Jared is in Washington, D.C.,
more Ivanka.
That's right. Yeah. And we are big fans of Ivanka here.
Yeah. All right.
Costa, good stuff,
Robert
man.
Costa, thank you so much for joining us. Good background. It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I'm looking at delays coming off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and it is just solid getting onto inbound New York Avenue up to the light at Bladensburg Road, and I'm checking out all the cameras. I'm not seeing anything. DDOT's not working anything, but I bet this is bailout traffic, commuters avoiding the big lineup that is continuous on 295 to go on the 11th Street Bridge inbound to the freeway. Crash we had at Main Avenue cleared, but the damage is done, obviously, here. Taking the trip the opposite direction out of Virginia, the eastbound side of the freeway, solid lineup. The crash is at the end of the 14th Street Bridge. Your delays out of Newington, and it is just bumper to bumper again on that 395 ride. Each direction of the George Washington Parkway, solid to line up. Now, let's get you into Kensington. This is important. A lot of commuters come south on Connecticut Avenue down toward University Boulevard, but now you're under police direction. Each way at Connecticut Avenue, at Denfeld Avenue, that's between University Boulevard and Beers Mill Road. They're telling me it's down utility pole, and they're trying to alternate and allow traffic to get by, but it's very slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today, high around 65 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 46, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 63. Right now, 46 degrees in your nation's capital, 816.
Good morning start on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. With weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Watch weekday mornings starting at 425.
If we don't make these promises to people who are here, then what happens is they're unwilling to come forward as victims of crime. They're unwilling to come forward as witnesses of crime. They're unwilling, really, to take full advantage of opportunities that they have to live here in peace.
D.C. Councilmember Mary Che yesterday reinforcing Mayor Bowser's stated position that the District of Columbia will remain a sanctuary city for all of those reasons she just listed. They're not alone. Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, all over the country, major cities saying, we don't care what President-elect Donald Trump says. We don't care what the American people said. We're going to stay sanctuary cities. Well, U.S. Senator David Vitter is the chairman of the Senate Border Security Caucus and deputy chair of the Senate Judiciary Committees on Immigration. He joins us now. Well, Senator, you've heard that. Now, what kind of showdown are we having potentially between the federal government and these major cities across the country?
Well, the question is if they care that consequences are put on their flaunting federal law, like losing significant federal funds. That's what the sanctuary city bill that I have and others support is all about. Right now, law is that all local law enforcement has to cooperate with immigration enforcement, not do their jobs, not proactively round up illegal aliens, but fully cooperate. And sanctuary city officers do not do that. And so the goal is to put teeth in that law so that there are clear, significant negative consequences to ignoring that federal law.
What kind of chance that they could get moved in pretty short order?
Well, I'm hopeful it will be a significant part of President Trump's early agenda. Clearly, he talked about it in the context of strong immigration enforcement. And if it is, I think it'll get very serious, very early consideration.
How does this actually work itself out? I mean, does the federal government directly fund these cities' law enforcement agencies? Or is it through the states?
In various ways, the federal government sends billions of dollars to all of these places in all sorts of categories. So the point is to choose some significant categories so there's a real penalty, a real negative consequence. And again, we're not asking any local law enforcement to do immigration enforcement, to take over that role, to take over that job, but just to fully cooperate, including with information.
And that really is just a matter of picking up the phone sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In my own hometown of New Orleans, local authorities regularly let out illegal alien criminals out of jail who would be deported if the feds knew about them without picking up the phone and saying, why don't you come meet us at the door? It's ridiculous.
So let's just be clear. It sounds to me like that quote we just played from D.C. Councilmember Mary Che that says, listen, if we are no longer a sanctuary city, then witnesses to crimes will be afraid to come forward because they think if they come to us and they say, hey, I know who committed that murder, that then they will end up being deported. It sounds to me that you're saying that that's not at all in play here.
No, we're not asking witnesses to be identified as illegal aliens and deported, et cetera. We're asking for full enforcement so that, for instance, when folks are being let out of local jail, if they are illegal, if immigration enforcement wants to get their hands on them to possibly deport them, that is communicated.
You know, it would seem to me that the District of Columbia, being a federal city, under the watchful eye of Congress, would be one that would that you could apply some pressure to.
You can apply pressure to all these cities. I mean, you're right. D.C. has even more significant ties with regard to the federal government and federal money. But all of these cities get all sorts of funds from the federal government.
So what do you think the timing is going to be like on this? Will there be action on this bill now, or will you wait for President-elect Trump to be sworn in? And I mean, you won't be in the Senate then, will you, Senator Vitter?
Yeah, I won't be there next year. I'm looking forward to moving in the private sector. However, I expect it would be focused on early next year.
All right. And then with regard to other, because I know that you follow immigration and border issues quite a bit, with the election of President Trump, what other changes can happen pretty quickly? Because we keep saying it's just a question of enforcing existing law. Is that the case, or does there need to be new legislation to sort of move forward with things like a border wall, with things like increased enforcement of people who have committed crimes who are here illegally?
Well, it's a combination of the two, but you're certainly right. All sorts of major, significant things can be done immediately, administratively, without legislation. Now, to do certain important things, you would need legislation, but in the area of immigration enforcement in particular, all sorts of things can be done administratively, properly, you know, without going beyond the bounds of presidential power, because President Obama, in many cases, has gone beyond those bounds.
Yeah.
With letting people go and the like, and that can be undone.
On that point, I have read stories that suggest that the Border Patrol agents, the people who are out there on the front lines trying to do their jobs, who have been prevented from doing those jobs because the political appointees that are in that particular department have prevented them from doing it, have told them they can enforce the law, are now beginning to push back. Are you hearing stories like this?
Oh, well, I've been talking to those sorts of officers for years who are extremely frustrated. Their morale, I would say, is at an all-time low because, you know, they got in that business to do the job properly and correctly, and they're being held back. So, yes, I think so many of them will welcome this change.
I just want to reiterate, Senator Vitter, we're almost out of time, but specifically with regard to a border wall, because I know that there was already legislation enacted and passed and funded that increased a border barrier of some kind. I don't know, is the language specifically a fence or a wall? Would there be new funds needed, regardless of whether Mexico will reimburse us, to start building a border wall as of day one without having to pass new laws?
I think there would be appropriations needed, not necessarily new authorization, new language, but funding in the budget, and I'm sure President Trump will ask for that.
All right. Sounds good. Senator David Vitter of Louisiana, thank you so much for being here.
We appreciate it. We know that this is your final 60 days or so, or 45 days as senator.
Yeah, we appreciate having
you, and keep in touch.
Absolutely. Great to be with you all.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's 823 on WMAO.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
There is so much to do between now and Thanksgiving, and the clock is ticking. Did you know that Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow? Holy Moses!
I do.
It's getting crazy, and if your family is like mine, there are a million and one things happening right now, and there's one or two very important women in your life who are at the center of all of that craziness. All right, guys, take a little advice from me, because I've done this, and trust me, it goes a long way. While they are doing all of these amazing things to make your Thanksgiving great, why don't you treat treat your wife, your mom, your mother-in-law, your grandma to beautiful roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got a great deal right now. 24 multicolored roses for only $24. It's 1-800-Flowers 24 for 24 Thanksgiving deal. 1-800-Flowers works with premier farms around the world to ensure that you get the best roses available from the best possible price. So you got to call 1-800-Flowers, and trust me, you're going to be a hero. For only $24, you're going to be a hero. Trust me, it's worth the money. To order 24 multicolored roses for only $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio icon and then enter my name, Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon, enter Larry. This offer ends Friday. It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Do you know what the ICC is? Inter-County Connector. And we have delays this morning. Normally don't talk about backups on the ICC Maryland Route 200, but an overturned car slowing us. If you're heading eastbound, say you leave the Shady Grove area and you head east over toward the Maryland area of George Avenue, you're going to find delays. One lane was getting by, again, on the Inter-County Connector, Maryland's 200. On 270, southbound near 118, had a medical emergency. They should have all that activity over to the shoulder now. In Burtonsville, the crash on 29 southbound past 198, cleared out of the travel lanes, but still slow. Jammed to get into town. We've had a couple problems on the freeway. Westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel cleared, 295 Suitland Parkway's jammed. And as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge, had a crash, 395 GW Parkway, and those feeder roads jammed through there as well. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in. Couple of dry days as we continue to head on through the week. We'll see temperatures staying above average. 65 with a mix of cloud and sunshine today. Tonight, mainly clear and mild, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine. We're down, but just a couple, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 degrees at 8:27.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of homeowners, their warranty doesn't seem to matter. Seven on Your Side investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
During the State of the Union, the Capitol blew up and everyone died except for one man. He's in on it.
He was part of a horrific attack on American soil, and he may be our next vice president.
We're never going to find a better candidate.
ABC Tonight, the FBI must prove what they already suspect.
Please tell me that you've got some answers.
Before a terrorist takes office.
He's a heartbeat away from presidency.
New designated survivor after a new night of Thanksgiving comedies.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Advantage Gold has the highest ratings according to TrustLink, with a 100% five-star rating.
A New York Times best-selling author just announced that 99% of retirement accounts are more exposed to risk than ever before. If you have an IRA or a 401k, listen closely, because I'm about to tell you about a little-known IRS loophole that could save your retirement. Right now, U.S. debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market is near all-time highs. If it all comes crashing down, do you have a plan in place? Advantage Gold has found an IRS loophole which allows allows you to convert your standard retirement account into physical gold and silver. We have helped thousands of people use this strategy to keep more of their hard-earned retirement savings. Get our free gold loophole guide and learn how you could secure your IRA or 401k tax and penalty-free with physical gold. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Operators are standing by. Call 800-900-8000. Your free gold loophole guide is waiting. Just call now. 800-900-8000.
Coming up, President thinks the American people love the job that he did. You know, that's why they lost so badly last week. What are the Democrats going to do next? We'll ask Bill Press, nationally syndicated talk show host and, well, a Democrat. Coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. President-elect Donald Trump is going after the New York Times again in a series of tweets this morning. Mr. Trump attacks a Times story about firings and infighting on his transition team. Mr. Trump says, quote, "The failing New York Times story is so totally wrong on transition," he says, "it is going so smoothly." But it's not just the New York Times reporting turmoil in the Trump transition team as top officials on the team push back.
Multiple sources saying Trump's son-in-law and close advisor Jared Kushner is at the center of the infighting and trying to oust all Chris Christie associates from the team. But a high-ranking Trump insider is dismissing reports of infighting and says the purge of Christie loyalists is being mischaracterized. Trump, too, is pushing back, defending the transition as very organized process taking place as I decide on cabinet in many other positions.
Correspondent Sunland Sirfati. President-elect Trump wants to eliminate so-called sanctuary cities, but D.C. officials are digging in to protect illegal immigrants. Councilmember Mary Che told WMAL.
If we don't make these promises to people who are here, then what happens is they're unwilling to come forward as victims of crime. They're unwilling to come forward as witnesses of crime. They're unwilling, really, to take full advantage of opportunities that they have to live here in peace.
But Louisiana Senator David Vitter says D.C. in particular would be a city that plenty of pressure could be applied to.
D.C. has even more significant ties with regard to the federal government and federal money. But all of these cities get all sorts of funds from the federal government.
Vitter spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans tells WMAL exclusively, it sure looks to him like Maryland Governor Larry Hogan doesn't care much about Metro or its riders from Deep Blue, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties.
Those two counties didn't support him, and actually one of the heads of one of the counties, Sean Baker's looking to run against him, so I suspect that if I were sitting in the governor's office in Maryland, that may be part of my calculus.
Evans has been trying to get more funding for Metro from leaders in Maryland and Virginia to avoid having to raise fares and cut service. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,923, the NASDAQ at 5,276. Sports, the Blue Jackets rally and beat the Caps. College basketball wins for Maryland, Virginia, George Mason, GW, and Virginia Tech. The Wizards are in Philadelphia tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable. Comfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57 Creek now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
One day your portfolio is up the equivalent of a new luxury car. The next thing you know, you've given it all back. How can you prepare yourself for these turbulent times? Hi, this is Eric Whiteman, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Eric Whiteman and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, Maryland commuters coming around from near Route 5. Stop and go to the bridge span. And in the backups near 210, reports of a crash right now. Then DC 295 is jammed its length as you leave the Beltway, heading, I should say, to head onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. It doesn't go the whole way up to 50 in the B-dub. But the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, that's slow from the earlier crash near Main Avenue. Now, with all this pressure on 295, Suitland Parkway, you're heavier than normal for your morning commute, so you'll need extra time. Suitland Parkway delays are going to be well before you get to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Southbound 295, also quite slow coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. Now, with the big delays out of Virginia, George Washington Parkway impacted each direction to get onto the 14th Street Bridge, had to crash at the end of the bridge span. And heads up in Kensington, still watch for police direction at the crash, Connecticut Avenue, Denfeld Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some spots reporting overcast early, clear sky otherwise. It looks like we'll mix up the clouds and sunshine today. Probably a 50-50 sky, 65 above average by a few. Tonight, clear 46, that's mild. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Alexandria, 36 in Olney, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Joining us on the line right now is Bill Press, nationally syndicated radio host, author, and CNN contributor. He comments on things from the Democratic perspective. Good morning to you, Bill Press. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Brian. Hey, Larry. Listen, hey. You forgot the biggest and most important thing.
What?
I used to do that very show on WMAL.
Well, right? We're just afraid you want to come back, you know, so Bill, we don't ever mention it.
I was just the warm-up act for you guys.
Bill, we would have mentioned it, but we have a much younger and hipper audience now, so I think they wouldn't remember.
Bigger, too, I'm just saying. I'm sorry, but, you know. Bill, seriously, we wanted to have
all
you
right,
on.
Goodbye.
We wanted to have you on because, you know, we're watching over here what's going on with Democrats right now, who seem to be, you know, sort of, well, they're stunned, shocked, and amazed that they lost the presidential election. They are in the process of doing the traditional post-mortem. What went wrong? How did we mess this up? And a lot of navel-gazing going on. But there is evidence of some disarray. For example, yesterday on Capitol, big, big surprise, Nancy Pelosi, who was going to run for the minority leader again, and I think a lot of people thought it would be a no-brainer that she would get it. All of a sudden, she has to delay the vote until November 30th because there's sort of an uprising that's going on, and she may not become the minority leader. What's going on with Democrats right now?
Democrats are being Democrats. They're totally disorganized and they're fighting among themselves. That's what Democrats do. I find it funny that a week ago we were all talking about could the Republican Party survive this election, right?
Yeah, what's we were, that's right. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen afterwards. And now we're talking about, can the Democratic Party survive?
It is hilarious.
But here's what I think is going on. First of all, is I think the Democratic Party knows. I mean, they got the hell beat out of them, right? They got shellacked. And they lost an election that they never should have lost. And a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, we just can't go marching into the future doing the same things with the same leaders that we had before. We need, and I believe, the Democratic Party needs a total shakeup from top to bottom in terms of what their priorities are, who's leading the party. That includes who's leading both houses of Congress, who's leading the DNC, and, you know, what their message is going to be, because it obviously didn't have a good message in this campaign. And then they can get around to what their role is going to be in terms of dealing with the new president of the United States. So I understand. It's just like last time, eight years ago, right, when they did this autopsy report on that the Republican Party did. Democrats have to do their own right now.
Bill, it's refreshing to hear you say that the Democrats got shellacked, because you don't get that when you actually hear them speaking. You heard the president say, listen, we still got the majority of the popular vote, and I seem to be popular. People seem to like me. Are they in denial, or are they spinning right now?
A little bit of both, I believe. Look, yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. True. She's won it already by over a million. People are saying it could go as high as two. I don't know. But that doesn't get you a cup of coffee in the White House, right? I mean, so you can't be in denial. We have an electoral vote college. Personally, I think we ought to get rid of the electoral college. I've been saying that for 30 years, not just because of this election. But it's there. That's how you win. The Democrats clearly, and the Clinton campaign, they ignored the Rust Belt. She never even went. I'm sure you've talked about that. She never even went to Wisconsin. She should never have lost Michigan and Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. If Bernie Sanders had been the nominee, Bernie would not have ignored the Rust Belt.
I think you may be right there. Bill, a quick follow-up. Since President Obama became president, the Democrats have lost 63 House seats, 10 Senate seats, 12 governorships, and get this, 900 state legislature seats. Is it possible that the Democrats made a strategic error in 2008 in wrapping themselves around the magnetic and popular personality of Barack Obama, but the actual policies that he has implemented and the way he has implemented it have actually been very detrimental to the party?
Well, I thank you for plugging my book, which is called Buyer's Remorse, which is a book written by this progressive Democrat about President Obama's presidency, where I think with all the promise that he really let Democrats down and let progressives down. The very numbers you cite are the last chapter in my book.
Yeah.
Right? But I would not say it's that his policies were so wrong. I just think that, again, the party lost its focus. Karl Rove knew when they won with George Bush that they had to get the state legislatures because of reapportionment, and they had that program called Red Map, right? And they went out there, and they focused on getting people elected to the state legislature. That's how they won 900 seats and all those governorships. And they have flipped it on its head. And if Democrats have any smarts at all right now, that's what their focus is going to be. Should be.
What do you think is going to happen with the DNC? I mean, obviously, it seems that Donna Brazile cannot stay in that position. So what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. By the way, I'd love to see Donna Brazile stay, but she will not. She has said that. She took over temporarily. She doesn't want the permanent job. I think Keith Ellison will probably be the next chair of the DNC. I'm not sure. He's certainly got a lot of support. But I think what the party needs is a good shot of Bernie Sanders in terms of leadership. I think he's got the right focus. He's got the right message. He had it during the primary. Even Hillary Clinton, you know, borrowed, if you will, right, a lot of his positions.
Well, Schumer's under a lot of pressure to add him to the leadership team.
If he doesn't do it, that's the dumbest move he could ever make.
Yeah.
He should make Bernie chair of the Health and Labor Committee, I think, in the Senate.
Quick follow-up, because you didn't necessarily say Keith Ellison should have the job. I mean, let me ask you a bigger question. Shouldn't the DNC chairman be a full-time position? It wasn't served well with a part-time congressman, part-time DNC chair.
Yeah, you know what? You got me on that one. I got to tell you, I have always said that, and it's the one thing. I love Keith Ellison. He's a frequent guest on my show. He's a good friend, but that's the one thing that I really that that I hesitate about him.
Well, and Bill Press would know. He was actually the chair of the California State Democratic Party, and I remember when I was a Californian, he made my life miserable. Bill Press.
Bill Press, thank you so much.
Always good to have you, sir.
Former, hey, guys, it's good to join you. Thanks so much.
Former host right here on WML and author of the book Buyer's Remorse, How Obama Let Progressives Down.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Home, sour home.
Flooring, tile, tub, cabinet, doors coming apart.
And for thousands of homeowners, their warranty doesn't seem to matter. Seven on Your Side investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
8:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, the challenge for everybody right now sitting in that stop and go, not to have more accidents. I know it is tough when you're just crawling, but you really need to pay attention. 395, for example, that has been a difficult trip this morning. Two accidents out of the way now near the 14th Street Bridge. But we're jammed coming out of Newington. I know that is frustrating. It's going to take a while to get up to the 14th Street Bridge. And now in the backup, we have a new accident right near the Pentagon. I'm watching police just arrived here. Looks like the second lane from the right. Again, 395 North, new accident within the delays near the Pentagon. 66 heavy volume most of the way as you push out of Gainesville, Manassas toward the Vienna Metro. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll roads. Some good news there. Out of Burtonsville, trying to make a recovery and doing much better. Southbound on 29 past 198 for the crash. You'll still see some activity. Kensington, unusual backups this morning because of a crash. So if you're coming southbound Connecticut Avenue and you're passing, say, Beers Mill Road, that's where you're hitting the delays, and that'll take you past the Rock Creek Elementary School to the crash at Denfield Avenue. Watch for police there at the scene. 270, latest problem, the broken down car. You know, I can't help that, huh? 270 south before you get to 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and above average temperatures will be continuing as we'll mix up a little cloud with sunshine as we go through today up to about 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 degrees at 8:47.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a day that I can get wholeheartedly behind. Do you know what today is, Larry O'Connor?
What is it?
Today is National Fast Food Day.
Oh, my.
That's right. It's a day when we celebrate all that is good about fast food, and there's a lot of good stuff out there when it comes to fast food. So, you know, what's your favorite, Larry? I mean, when you don't go to the Range or, you know, all those other high-end restaurants that Meredith are always, you know, going to.
It's just called Range.
And tweeting out, you know. When you aren't a gourmet.
Listen, I like fast food.
Or gourmand.
Come on, I love fast food.
So what is your favorite?
Well, my favorite, I mean, it's regional. It's In-N-Out, of course, continues to be my favorite. But I got to say, lately, now that I have married a Southern girl, Chick-fil-A kicks a little bit of booty there. Yeah. Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
Why do I always want Chick-fil-A on Sunday?
I know it's amazing. It's always the Chick-fil-A phenomenon.
Yeah. Chicken. It's got to be Popeye's.
Oh, really?
I love that chicken from Popeye's.
Wow.
I had some yesterday, as a matter of fact.
You're almost doing the whole Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie there.
I'm telling you.
So, Popeye! Your chicken is so good, Popeye!
It is delicious. Mm. I can almost eat that stuff every other day. And we got a president who loves fast food. Our president-elect.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, he loves tacos. He loves
the Taco Bowl.
He loves the KFC. So.
Our current president likes Five Guys. He goes down to that Five Guys quite a bit. Well, enjoy your National Fast Food Day today. A lot of fast food outlets are giving out, you know, like free stuff and offers. And just, you know, run a few extra minutes if you do have the, because it's pretty fattening, let's face it.
Yeah.
Sorry to harsh your mellow.
Thank you. I was just really looking forward to this, and you just, like, killed it.
I'm on a diet.
It's 8:48.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance and polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance and polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
So how many wrinkles did this election season add to your appearance? Honestly, it was a rough go, right? Well, the Esotique XV Thanksgiving blowout is going to allow you to treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. I use it, and I've been thrilled with my appearance since I started using Esotique XV. But how about listeners like you? Here's Sheila from California. She said, I was sent two small samples of Esotique XV, and I used every drop in just 2 days. I saw a noticeable reduction in the appearance of wrinkles around the mouth, lower jawline. I am definitely ordering this product. Now I don't have the jawline issue, but what do they call them? Laugh lines? Up by the eyes? The thing? I smile a lot. I'm a happy guy. And that tends to give you the appearance of wrinkles. Esotique XV, loving what it does for that. Listen to this. For the next 2 weeks, 2 weeks only now, when you order Esotique XV, you're going to get Genucel bags for bags and puffiness, right? The treatment there. You're going to get that for free. Plus, you're going to get the best-selling Deep Firming Serum also for free. So that's two great products free when you order Esotique XV, and they're going to throw in free shipping. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Three free gifts, and you'll love Esotique XV, or you get your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Play up to $500 on us. Join Marquee Rewards with your email address and we'll reimburse up to $500 in free slot play guaranteed. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
This planet is so gorgeous and so incredibly beautiful that I can't get enough of it. I just can't. Your passion's important, but if your body aches and if your heel feels like you've got a nail stuck in it and won't come out, trust me, it's going to wear you down. The Goodfeet store knew what they were talking about and took the time to really dial in what I needed. I'm Dale, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Most studies on e-cigarettes have focused on adults, but why do teens go for e-cigs? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. While the debate over whether e-cigarette use leads to traditional cigarette use rages on, researchers at Yale wanted to find out why teens sought out e-cigs in the first place. Now, they gave a variety of reasons, including curiosity, good flavors, their friends use them, and they don't smell bad. But teens who kept up the habit did so for two distinct reasons. Number one, they're cheaper than regular cigarettes. And two, they thought that could help them quit smoking. Teens who tried e-cigs for that reason were 14 times more likely to keep using them. But here's the thing. Their plan didn't work. 4 out of 5 were still smoking both types of cigarettes 6 months later. Remember, traditional cigarettes have no redeeming qualities whatsoever. If you never try them, you'll never get hooked. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is pretty, that's a great choice right now. Man, the rental market is red hot, and it's just going to get hotter with all the changes going on in our area. Well, renting out your house gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but you also will build long-term equity, get great tax breaks. That's why they call it Rent-A-State. Rent-A-State works when you've got the professionals on your side. Renters Warehouse. They make it easy. They're America's number one rent-a-state company. Trust me, the Rent-A-State advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy and affordable. Listen to this. For just $80 a month, they're going to price your property. They're going to find you great tenants quickly. They're going to collect the rent. They're going to take all the pesky maintenance calls, all the stuff you don't want to do. What do? You sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started. They'll give you a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or give them a call, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
So Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Kensington, Maryland, the crash, Connecticut Avenue, Denfeld Avenue. Do watch for police direction. We're still looking at big delays coming southbound back near Veers Mill Road on 270 southbound as you try to get into Germantown. The latest problem was south of 118. It was a broken down. Then you still have delays most of the way through the Rockville interchanges on to the 270 spur. Interloop into Bethesda slows before Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop still on the brakes through Silver Spring. It has been a difficult morning to head through town, to say the least. Big delays continue off of Newington, out of Springfield, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge, George Washington Parkway with the impact to try to get into town as well. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A little overcast at times. Otherwise, we'll mix up clouds and sunshine today. Still mild, up above average at 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now at 8:56.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think
Snell.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Well, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN.
That's right. And join us this afternoon at 5 o'clock as we get you home on your commute and have a happy fast food day.
That's right.
International Fast Food Day.
And I want to say I met a lovely couple who listened to the morning show every morning. We're moving to Florida, and there was a last night in Germantown. They said they listened to us every morning.
Oh, well, good morning to you, and keep listening.